Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 92. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, Sean and Nate?
All good things.
All good things.
Well, they say burning the midnight oil.
Yeah, we're doing...
It's not midnight yet. But
no, it's only 10:07, but it feels like it.
Sun's still out. No, I was kidding. Just kidding.
A little bit longer, and it'll probably just start to go down. Yeah. Yeah, good. We're recording. It's always good to be in front of the mic. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah.
Got done with a good discussion on Silence of the Lambs.
We did.
For a full. That was good.
We
that
were not fun. Very yeah. silent, though, right?
No. No. Because if we were,
be really
not
boring.
Sure. Yeah,
and
not
nobody sure, tuned in.
Yeah. That's a quick turn off. Yeah.
So. Sign language.
And we did not talk like lambs.
No. I don't think that would translate very well through the airwaves.
Nah.
I like when we get the feedback like, we like the show, but you talk a lot. And then other people are like, it's a podcast. What do you want him to do? Like
mime?
Well, mime a mima?
Yeah. What, do I no. use my hands too much?
Yeah.
Don't know what to do with them. Right?
I know you're a race car driver, but you go too fast. Well, that's kind of the
It's awfully
the
dangerous,
point.
Isn't it?
That's like when you said that, I'm like, that's what we're supposed to do is talk. That's a podcast. Yeah,
they
but that's
talk
okay.
too much.
Yeah, you're always talking to the mic and talk about creepy stuff. That's what...
Yeah.
Anyway, well,
sort of the gist.
Yeah, exactly. hope the creepies are doing well, and glad they can join us for mini number 92.
I'm doing well, and that's all that matters.
That's right. You know, he's right about well. That. You know,
I haven't had a good week.
Nothing else matters
tonight.
Hey, we're turning it around, bud.
I needed this tonight. I needed this. Okay. Mm-hmm. I told Sean I was not in a chatty mood. But it just...
And you got here, we can't stop you.
And it got worse. I mean, it got...
It got worse. I was looking at me.
No, I just... I wasn't in a great mood, but man, seriously, you get in front of the mics and get with you guys, and it just does. It changes your attitude.
Mm-hmm. It's Nate.
Okay, I'll be honest. Nate, it's like, you know...
Nate, you just really bring it home for me.
I peek around the corner, I see Nate, and then I'm like, is Sean there? Yeah.
Great okay, little, yeah, like, I can
hey,
I handle that for Nate.
You can see Sean off my bald head.
You know. I saw the reflection.
Hi, Todd. Do you want a hug? No, I do not want a hug.
Okay.
I'll go sit back down.
Well, let's jump into it. Sean, what are we going to talk about?
Well, this is Nate's pick, first of all. I always have to say that, right? I always. This is awesome because this is a local legend, right? And I don't know whether you call it folklore or not, but Werewolf Hollow and the Electric Bridge, and it is in Shelbyville.
No, yes. That's not
Shelby
correct. Werewolf Hollow and the Electric Bridge.
Oh, we thought
sounds like a movie.
Well, when
it does.
Nate had recommended this. Right. I had thought the same thing you did. Is that two different things? Is that one thing?
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what
and
was
they're
going
just
on.
Like, just basically right next to each other.
Yeah, they're same spot, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Down the way from each other, I guess. It's pretty cool, though. I mean, and I've never heard of this. I don't know a whole lot. I mean, I've been in Shelbyville. I've been through there, but I have never heard of this. And I believe, unless you guys found anything different, as I understand it from one of the videos I watched, it's been kind of a story that's been building only just from the 70s, though. And I don't think it goes beyond that. So, it sounds kind of like high school kids trying to scare each other.
Mm-hmm.
But you might say that, but some of the stuff is pretty creepy and pretty freaky.
Mm-hmm.
But creepy cool.
Creepy cool. I like right. that.
Yeah, the bridge, I presume, crosses the Little Blue River. About 30 miles southeast of downtown Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And the bridge conducts electricity.
Mm-hmm. Well, it probably has nothing to do with all the power lines. They said you can actually hear the buzz of the power line. So
yeah.
Surely that has something to do with it.
Yeah,
the
atmosphere definitely has a charge to it.
Mm-hmm. Shocker. It says the odd phenomenon of electric bridge. So it says in quotes, although not in a historic bridge by any means, the electric bridge offers one a chance to experience a unique phenomenon. Massive power lines carrying 345,000 volts were installed near the bridge in the late 80s. Humming and crackling from the lines is prominent and static electricity fills the air. Says stand on the bridge and hold a fluorescent tube over your head and it will illuminate. touch a screw and bulb to the metal bridge or railing, and it will light up as well. And it says, and yes, it works as this. And it they have a video, so they're showing a video of it proving that these two.
I watched a couple of videos, and in real time, it shows that this. I would love to go do this honestly and try it, but they
electric
said
electric bridge,
right? they even say that the plants around there are electrified from all that.
I did not see
flow.
That.
Hmm. I thought that was kind of cool.
So if you ate them, you get a dose of electrolytes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. Wow. You are on your game today. Pretty proud of that. Saying Nate is on his game, and he is.
Woo.
I like it.
Mic drop.
We're done here.
Who wants to tell the creepies a couple of do nots? Like, do not do this.
Well, I can say, do not pee off the bridge, it said. But yet, somebody on one of the videos did it and said they didn't show it. But he's like, I peed off the bridge and I was fine. But they say not to do that because that can backfire on you.
It says, like, it will travel up the stream, enter your body, and scorch your insides.
That's like peeing off or peeing on an electric fence. Don't do that. Same kind of idea is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't take the risk. Heck no.
Did you see the other do not?
I see right here in front of me, do not turn off your car while parked on the electric bridge because you won't get it started again.
That would suck.
That would suck, right?
And then the third one, did you see that one? Do not engage the troll who lives under the electric bridge.
What? There's a troll?
Troll, baby.
We're in.
Dang.
They had me a troll. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Now it says, the electric bridge sits in a rural area that is known, though not on any map, called Werewolf Hollow. So now we can get to the Werewolf Hollow part.
Mm-hmm.
It says a meme that floats around social media sums up some of the legend, which mimics many others from around the world as you travel through the cornfields of this area. It says, you can see a male ghost. Be careful not to stop your car because he will scratch your car. He is trying to warn you not to go on. I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to tell you not to go on. So he's trying to help you.
Yeah.
I would prefer him not to scratch my car.
Don't damage my things, sir.
You could just tap on the window. Hey, don't go farther than this. But yeah, exactly. That's a little creepy. That's a little creepy. A guy said from a YouTuber who passed through the area notes odd animals and strange noises.
Hmm.
I like it. So not only can you get electrocuted, but you can get your car scratched. And if you move on, you can hear creepy noises and odd animals. I wonder what kind of odd animals.
I don't know.
I mean, didn't really get into that, yeah.
I mean, we don't have too many unusual animals here in Indiana.
Right, right. I mean, I think, like, you know, you got well, Florida, more California.
More than we think, though.
Yeah.
This, you know, the coastal towns and states.
This says, Werewolf Hollow. If you drive down the lane at Werewolf Hollow, Shelby County, Indiana, there is a stop sign. Look close and you will see blood flowing on it. As you go on, there are cornfields. You see a male ghost. Be careful not to stop your car because he will scratch your car. He is trying to warn you not to go on. There are some abandoned houses, and if you get out of your car and go up the houses, you see a ghost in one window. In another window, you hear noises. And, I mean, all I can think about is like a werewolf attacking the crap out of you. I mean, that's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. There's werewolves hanging out around there. It's just super spooky. I listened to, they had a couple of the teachers there at the Shelbyville High School come and talk about it and kind of the lore of it and the story. And they said that it was kind of back in the 70s. And what they would do is they would go into Werewolf Hollow and they would scare their dates a lot of times, talking about these stories of the ghost and the bloody stop sign. Now, the stop sign does. There are pictures of blood smeared across it. So I don't know if somebody did that for effect. Or if it's, who knows, part of the lore legend really happened. I don't know. And supposedly it bleeds. Excuse me, bleeds. And then they said that they would get the date good and scared and close to him and wanting to hold on to him. And then they would go and show them. And then the last part that they liked to go to was the electric bridge so they could show him all the effects that it does.
Right.
And it was just a great date night to get you in like a scary mood, but also to get to be able to hold each other tight and, and be scared together. So they said it was kind of for a fun effect, but it's really turned into this horrible ghost story and just really a spooky area, that has a lot of unexplained occurrences that are reported. Again, whether it's just to scare each other or there's any legitimacy to it, I don't know. Never been there.
That's why we need to go.
We definitely. This would be a fun place. Yeah, absolutely. It'd be a fun place to go.
And Shelbyville is not very far from us, so
no.
I mean, not that we've heard every legend and story in our own state, but I really thought we would have heard. Or I mean, you had, I guess, but I hadn't. Or did you?
I had.
I thought you did.
No, I just did a general look of like haunted places.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it came up.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess. Well, I mean, maybe somebody in Shelbyville has never heard of the Haunted Bridge in Avon. I guess the same thing. But
yeah.
I just thought maybe with the bridge aspect to it, it would have been more popular. But
yeah, because that's a very unique situation there.
Yeah, right.
You know, taking light bulbs out there and making them glow.
Right.
Yeah, right. Right. Pretty creepy. Yeah, and you said like the abandoned houses. It said that you can see ghosts.
Uh-huh. Ghosts in the window, and you do not want, like, there's a reason that they're stopping you from going
any
further.
You said houses.
Sound like houses, right?
Yeah, so I wonder what's up with that. Like, if it's just an area that just got, you know, they're just abandoned for, I mean, just run down, or people just left. I don't know. I mean, like, I wonder what it is with this.
Might be the power lines.
Oh, that's true.
Might need easement, so they bought their property or whatever. Yeah.
Never really bulldozed them or.
Well,
that's
they got
true.
Tired of the buzzing and shocking each other every time they touched each other.
Yeah.
Light bulbs blowing up.
Got tired of peeing there. And, that's a little creepy, though. I wonder where. Yeah, I'd like to check that out.
The
honestly.
Bridge was built in 1974. That's why the legends didn't start.
Oh, started in
then.
The 70s. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we have any like facts or stats on the bridge? Yeah. So 1974. Okay. How big is it?
The bridge's initial purpose was to carry electricity between Shelbyville and Morristown in the 1980s.
Okay. All right. So that's pretty recent-ish.
The bridge is often reported to make the hairs on the back of anybody's neck stand up due to the abundance of electricity.
Yeah, because it said, what, 345,000 volts. It's pretty decent.
It is. It has its own Facebook page, but I'm not really finding a whole lot of information.
No, I re-looked and it didn't.
It really doesn't. It just shows where it's located is all. And that's at least as far as I can find.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of disappointed in it too.
I would think that was something you could really like beef up. And even if it's contrived or made up, man, that would be fun.
Many begin to report an alleged troll that lives under the bridge. And some even warn not to disturb the creature.
Well, in that little thing, yeah, it said that, you know, do not urinate on the bridge. Do not park your car because you won't be able to start it up again. And then it said, yeah, don't mess with the troll. But I didn't see any information
on it.
And
it does say rumors about werewolf sightings have been common in that area as well.
Hence, Werewolf Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Werewolves. A family of werewolves. Maybe it's just hairy people. But you know,
hairy people need love, too.
Darn right, you know. Maybe they can't help it. Now they're taken for werewolves. It's just, you know, John and Sally Johnson trying to.
There were a lot of videos on the stuff, but there wasn't tons about the actual werewolf part of it that I found. But it was mainly they focused so heavily on the electric bridge, just how fascinated people are at what you can do on that bridge. And it does look cool. Mm-hmm. Man, I would not want to take my car across it and turn, you know what I mean? Like risk turning it off.
Leave it running.
It's like, ooh, that's not good.
I wonder what kind of, like how many people, like if it's busy all the time or, you know.
That's a good question.
Because I would imagine in the area, they already know about it, so they don't really care probably.
It looks like, at least in the daylight, it looks like a very peaceful drive. But at night, it's like any other place. It starts to look super duper scary and creepy, and you can creep yourself out really easily, it looks like. But it's
like,
actually
like
looks
if
like
people congregate, you know what I'm saying?
Kind of a pretty area, you know, when you're driving through.
Yeah, I wonder if the local cops have to like, hey, move on, get out of here. You know, like if it's kind of causes problem, traffic jams or you know, kids staying out late, messing around. Yeah, I don't know. Or if it's just kind of, it is what it is. And
I think it's that local lore that people just enjoy and spreading it and scaring each other. Because here's the stop sign. There's the stop sign has blood all over it.
Oh.
So, and it looks, I mean, yeah, again, can somebody make that look scary? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it looks like some, you know, like marks in it and stuff. So,
sure.
I don't know. We'd have to go there ourselves, really, truly.
Yeah, I think I'm more interested in the bridge is cool, but I want to find these abandoned houses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to like put ourselves into something where like, you know, gangs or, I'm not saying they have gangs, but, you know, I mean, like some vagrants that are wackadoos. But because I think I'd rather put up with ghosts and have a better chance with demons than I'd with the living.
I think I think it would be best. I've known a few people. I worked with people that lived in Shelbyville, is to grab some people or talk to people that are from around there, know the legend and lore, and can take you there and show you and kind of like share some of the stories. I think that would probably be the coolest way to do it.
So you go into a local diner. Hey, we're podcasters. You probably heard of us. Middle-aged and creeped out. No? Okay. Well, anyway, then don't worry about it. Who can take us to the Electric Bridge and Werewolf Hollow?
Who's coming with me?
And then you'll have that, like, the one old guy is like 97 years old. And he's like, I will, you know? And then, but then he creeps us out so much that we're like, that's okay. And then we move on or something.
That's right.
My name is Werewolf Hollow. It was named after my great, 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 you know, like that type of thing.
A wolfie.
I know our creeps are like, oh,
Grandpa
gosh,
Wolfie. What's
wrong? Yeah. Grandpappy Wolfie. Grandpappy Hollow.
There you go. Yeah.
No, seriously, that's how you do it, man.
He had no personality. That's why he's hollow right now.
You go somewhere and then you go, anybody tell stories about this area? And then, oh, yeah. You always got that one person that knows, you know.
I may have a story on one of the houses.
Ooh, oh, there please you go. Please do share.
What do you call these? Articles?
Yeah.
This is from 99.5. radio station. They're saying one of the things that fascinate me most about abandoned houses is the stories that happen inside the walls. And this is saying the haunted twins house in Shelbyville, Indiana is one of those homes. The story surrounding the family that resided in the home will send chills down your spine. It involves three murders and a suicide. While roaming the back roads of southern Indiana, the crossroads of America, I came across a great area legend, the house, or the haunted twins house. According to legend, back in the 1930s, the house was occupied by a family with twin boys. After the father took their mother's life, the two sons murdered him in retaliation.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. Acquitted for the murder, the grown twins took over the house and altered the home, making it perfectly symmetrical, allowing each twin to live in one half of the home. On the night of 4th of July, 1940, the twins argued, fought, and killed each other. Local legend states they can still be heard screaming in pain as they relive the night of their deaths, even from beyond the grave.
That's terrible.
That is real.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd normally say that's wonderful, but that's not. That's terrible.
Yeah, right.
But I'm glad. It's kind of interesting that you found a story about the houses, because I hadn't seen any of that stuff. That makes it more it's titillating, you know, so like a little more exciting. Like, ooh. Now we really do have to go.
Yeah, it's sad. So like, yee. A little rough there, killing each other.
Yeah,
right? They have forums about this place. And one said that a few things we've already talked about. It said, talked about the stop sign. Look close. It says you'll see the blood flowing on it. Talks about the cornfields. You see a male ghost. He'll try to scratch your car, trying to warn you not to go on. But it also says about these abandoned houses. Yeah, you go up to the houses and you can see a ghost in one window. In another window, you hear noises and a hole in it. A hole in it. It says, I doubt any of this stuff, most or any of this will happen. He said, we found out through our investigations that 95% of the time, what it says on the list won't happen. They were talking about they had a list of haunted places in Indiana. And so they were checking out the different ones.
Says, and trying to see if it would really work.
It says, sometimes taking pictures helps. If you have a digital camera, those are the best because sometimes the camera can pick up things that the human eye cannot see. It says, good luck to anyone with your ghost haunting around Shelbyville. So, I mean, it'd still be kind of interesting.
I think your mind is the biggest tool to scare you. Like, you know, just you get something in your head, you know, you can totally like get your, you know, spook yourself out and scare yourself. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying that's always the case, you know, with some of the things that people encounter in these areas and how these stories come about. But a lot of times it is. It's imagination playing tricks on you, or people just wanting to scare other people. I mean, that happens a lot in some of these stories.
True. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I still love it. I love the story. I love these two, this location as a whole, or these two locations that are very close to each other. And I love that it's in our backyard and that we can go visit it tonight if we wanted.
I'm not going to go tonight.
Not so much tonight. Too cold.
Yeah, but
a little chilly.
Yeah, I don't have really any much more to add.
I don't either,
still
because
it's interesting.
Oh, it's cool. It's a great choice, honestly. Mm-hmm.
It's a nice little mini.
It made for a perfect mini. Yes.
You guys have anything?
I do not.
I think we hit everything.
Well, then Nate, help us out.
Well, let's not electrify ourselves on any bridges anytime soon. And that's a wrap.
Mm. Not till we get to this place.
Yeah.
Write that down. Do not electrify. Electrify. Thank you, Nate. That's great. And thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 92 and our discussion on the eerie Werewolf Hollow and the Electric Bridge. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Later.